Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Okay, on a different note, the two are not linked. This is a separate story, and sorry if I created the impression that the two are linked. But right now, as I said, we're going to be speaking to Nkosana Ntolo, Gauteng Sports, Arts, Culture and Recreation, MEC's spokesperson. And what we will be talking about, so the Democratic Alliance has come out and slammed the sports department for spending over 100,000 rands on corporate gifts, which is not immediately hair-raising, but then in the 2018-2019 financial year, for the very same items, 5,553 rands were spent. So that is a massive escalation. And maybe we can get some understanding in terms of why this has ballooned. And more importantly, I guess, Nkosana, good evening to you. The obvious question would be, what is the aim and the purport for these corporate gifts? I mean, who are they for? Who are they intended for? And for what purpose? Nkosana? Can you hear us, Nkosana?
Yes. Good evening, and good evening to you, listeners.
Good evening.
Can you please repeat the question?
I was saying the corporate gifts, this 105,000 rands that was supposedly spent on corporate gifts, what is the aim and the purpose of these corporate gifts?
No, thank you very much for the question. I think the first question that, or rather the first issue that we should try and respond to is that Member Tshabalala, in his statement and the DA in its entirety, seeks to suggest that there is something sinister and untoward in the government, rather in the department spending whatever amount of money and corporate gifts is sinister. And we must first address that issue. That one, there is absolutely nothing sinister in any department or any entity spending money on corporate gifts. But, responding specifically to this issue and the question that you have raised, that the corporate gifts that are referred to are gifts that were bought from local crafters from the arts, and that they were given to international guests and also various embassies in an attempt to try and promote the work of some of our own local crafters. So you would also appreciate that COVID has been very hard on many sectors that we are serving as a department. And so we bought corporate gifts from local crafters in our attempt to, one, develop local crafters, but also as well provide market access to them, but also as well promote their work within various embassies and international guests. So there is absolutely nothing sinister to it. It was ourselves as a government department appreciating the work that our local crafters are doing. We sought to also, open them to international market, and also as well promote their work.
Fair enough. And I'm not going to, immediately just jump to the conclusion that it's untoward. I mean, there's obviously a lot of questions that do arise, but that's definitely not the suggestion that it's just automatically untoward. What I just would like to understand, if you would indulge us, Mr. Ntolo, is how is it then that these crafters, for example, were identified? I mean, you're talking about the fact that these crafters are local crafters who, have been doing great work, and this was an opportunity to showcase their work on the international scene. That's why I guess some of the stuff went to embassies and so on and so forth. I mean, how did you go about identifying these crafters and saying that these people are deserving? Because COVID-19, this pandemic, has obviously slowed down economic activity, especially for people in the arts and craft space. Let us help out these particular individuals and showcase their work and maybe thereby get them further work and so on and so forth. How did you come to that conclusion?
No, thank you. Look, fundamentally, we have a responsibility as a government department, and especially the Department of Sport, Arts, Culture and Recreation. We have a responsibility to advance and to promote the work of local crafters, irrespective of where they are placed, irrespective of who they are. So we would have identified local crafters and decided that for our corporate kids, instead of buying, you know, from your established brands and your established entities, it is very important and fundamental for us to buy from local guys, you know, in order for us, like I have already alluded to provide market access and also to promote their work from international guests. So we then decided that it's very important that we identify and also buy from locals. It is not very far from our own strategy. You would remember that when COVID-19, especially the hard lockdown, was introduced, artists would have left desperate and despondent, and literally the sectors that we are serving were literally closed and on hard lockdown. We would have taken a decision that Wild National is serving a much more prominent artist. Wild National is trying to provide relief on your very developed and prominent artist. We then decided that we will spend our money and our efforts in trying to assist, your more of a community-based artist, community-based athletes. So in the same way, we decided that it is very important that as we buy corporate kits for this international guest in our bilateral meeting with them, it is fundamental that we select at least local crafters in order for us, because it is also part of our own objectives and our own mandate to provide market access to your largely unknown crafters, your largely unknown artists. And that is
So, Mr. Mtolo, I get that. And what my question really is that, I mean, you being a state department, being a government department, there are certain processes and procedures that you go through, right? In any acquisitions that you make, in any procurement that you do. So you need to obtain quotes, you need to go through all of those other things. How then, and my practical question really very, very straightforward is, how did you go about knowing that you should buy, say, my arts and my crafts and pass it on to, say, the German embassy, right, as a gift, as opposed to, the lady sitting around the corner with her beads and her necklaces and her arts and crafts that she's trying to sell to a market that is obviously dried up because we don't have the tourists coming in. We don't have people with the excess money to spend and to say that I want this cute little trinket or that beautiful thing in my house. How did you make that determination? How were you able to say that artist A is going to be able to do this for us at this price as opposed to artist B who's not going to get anything whatsoever? How did you go through that process? Taking into account what you're saying, that you wanted to provide economic and financial relief for people in the arts, especially those not as well known.
No, thank you very much for that question once again. Look, I can assure you that our embassy is very, very firm on administration following stringent SCM processes. And I can assure you that in this particular instance, proper supply chain management processes were followed in terms of both identifying and buying from these individuals. An impression is created that there is a big check that we can willingly identify Masango or Mtolo, from which we can buy from. But in terms of us procuring, these various items, maybe, we had to adhere to SCM processes. So I'm saying in terms of the process of acquiring these various items, we can assure you that, we had to follow SCM process like we normally do. And even when the AG audited some of these transactions, there was not even a single audit query, because the department adhered to SCM processes.
So how many artists were actually then beneficiaries of this 105,000 rands? And I'm just looking at the list of items being listed here, and some of them are quite substantial. So I'll give you an example. Starting off with 38,000 rands for Mandela busts. I hope that was multiple artists and multiple busts of our former leader. 14,000 rands on a Big Five tribal chess set. I assume that was one chess set that was then designed and 14,000 rands paid for by one particular person or at least one group of people. 12,000 rands on Ndebele throws, 12,000 rands on 3D paintings. I mean, with that already, that's quite a bit of money. So, you know, how many people in total then benefited from this 105,000 rands?
I might not necessarily have the accurate numbers at hand, but I can assure you that all of these items that you are also speaking about were procured from local crafters, and also as well in terms of beneficiation, we went to our very old local crafters. There was absolutely, because the narrative which is being advanced by the PA and Member Chabalala is that there was some wasteful expenditure, but all the department was doing and will continue to do is to provide market access, but also as well identify our own local crafters and promote their work and ensure that their work gets expression not only locally but also as well with the international market and the various embassies that also received some of these items, but also as well a notion that we spend so much money on these crafters. We also need to clarify that this was over a period of 5 years. So we buy these things and then we'll be supplying them to our various stakeholders over a period of 5 years. But also as well, I think we also need to emphasize that we will continue to support our own local artists, we will continue to support our own local crafters, and we will not shy away. In fact, from where we are sitting, the amount of money we have spent in acquiring some of these items, it's not sufficient, and that we have a responsibility, not only as government, but as society, we have a responsibility of promoting, we have a responsibility of buying, and we have a responsibility of supporting our own local artists, our own local
artists. Look, Mr. Mtolo, you made mention of that a few times, and that's not in dispute. I'm not asking you to, I don't know, send the money to South America or wherever, out of South African borders. I mean, that is really not the issue at question here. And as a famous saying says, the road to hell was paved with good intentions. It's not really, I'm not sitting here to question your good intentions as a department. The key question that stands out for me and which you've not been able to answer at this stage is how many people benefited from this? Because, I mean, if you can turn around and see, you can say to me that 10 artists had benefited. These are artists that, yes, went through proper SEM processes, but these are people that were basically near starving. And through this process, we were able to save them and feed them. That would have been great. That would have been an answer that I can understand. And simultaneously, as a department, I mean, is it really your responsibility to sort of come in as a savior when, for example, it's been pointed out and highlighted that this money could have been spent in other ways and could have really assisted so many more people in different ways? I use this as an example. This money spent on corporate gifts in 2021 financial year could have been used to pay 17 athletes and artists 6,000 rands each as part of the COVID-19 relief grant. I mean, that's one example of how this money could be spent. And I'm not quite understanding how you're saying that this is a 5-year rollout program when this is the money that was spent in this financial year, when in the prior financial year into the 2018-2020 financial year, no money was spent on corporate gifts. And then prior to that, in 2018-2019, you only spent 5,553 rands on corporate gifts. So how is this 5-year story happening? And how is it literally benefiting all these people when we know that there's many artists, many athletes literally starving as a result of the fact that they don't have work to do. They can't perform. They can't go do their sports in front of crowds. They pay for their attendance. Tournaments can't be held, etc., etc. So how is this all coming together that over a five-year period you're helping all of these people?
No, thank you very much. Look, I mean, that's a fair question. And perhaps we must also provide a bit of context. Now, there is a narrative, and you are raising it in your question, that seeks to suggest that money, the money which was spent on local crafters who are also part of the stakeholders that we are serving, should have rather been diverted to your athletes and to your artists. Now, we must also point out to you that our own department, in terms of our own spending on artists, we account for over 44% as a department on the national tally, you know, on overall what provinces would have provided as a relief to artists. Our very own department would have provided at least, and I've already mentioned this point, we have provided and spent over 44% on what, and this is an issue which was also acknowledged by the National Minister of Arts and Culture. Our department spent and paid over 2,000 athletes, athletes and artists in total. We have spent about 6,000 rands on each. But also as well, it's very important that we emphasize that we are serving our various sectors, and this particular procurement was directed and meant to benefit, your local crafters. And that's where we are. So I'm saying, it's not true. I mean, Member Chabalala seeks to, create a narrative that we are spending so much money on corporate kids without emphasizing that these corporate kids were procured from local crafters, but also as well, does not acknowledge that, part of our own efforts in trying to mitigate on the effects of COVID, we would have spent over 25 million rands on your artists and athletes. And I must emphasize that the athletes and the artists that benefited from the over 5 million that the department spent were more of your local guys, your choir master, your local soccer, your local soccer coach. So I'm saying, the narrative which was being advanced is that we have spent
The thing is, the difficulty that I have is that it's not the same narrative that I'm trying to advance, and I'm trying to give you an opportunity, with all due respect, to give me the detail that would then, I don't know, for lack of a better term, exonerate you then. To make it clear that this is exactly where the money went to, and these are the people that we spent this on. I mean, all that you've told me thus far is that you stuck to SEM processes and that the auditor hasn't found any particular mistakes there. But you can't tell me how many people have benefited from this and what your selection criteria was beyond the SEM processes for determining who are these artists that were in dire need and that you were able to assist.
No. I am saying to you, this interview particularly is meant to address a statement which was released. And this interview is as a result of that particular statement. And I am saying to you, in that statement, a narrative was being advanced that we have spent so much money on corporate kids without necessarily acknowledging that those corporate kids were also part of our own efforts in mitigating it, but also as well supporting our own local crafters, because it's very important that we emphasize that point. If you want numbers, we are very happy to provide it to you in terms of how many crafters would have benefited. But we came to this interview prepared to respond to the content of what Member Chabalala would have raised. And what Member Chabalala sought to raise was that there is wasteful expenditure that has went, on corporate kids. But what he is not saying is that, one, we have attempted to mitigate and to support our artists who were, unfortunately, because of COVID, were unable to work. And as a result, we were able to intervene in that particular regard. Do I think it was enough? I don't think so. We could have done more. But because of our own budget limitations, we did what we thought was best. but also as well, in as much as we've got a responsibility, as Member Chabalala raises it, in as much as we've got a responsibility to support athletes and artists, we also as well have got a responsibility of supporting our other stakeholders. And in this particular regard, there was a bilateral meeting with international guests, but also as well with our own embassies. And we thought, let's rather channel our support to our own local chapters, not only to assist them during this pandemic, during this COVID pandemic, but also as well to promote their work, you know, within international guests.
That I understand. Final question, and any athletes, did any athletes benefit from this at all?
I am telling to you, we had a program, or rather we had a specific intervention for athletes and also for artists.
So that's separate?
I'm saying we had intervention for them. And in fact, out of all the sectors that we serve, artists would have received a greater amount. I mean, we've spent over $25 million on athletes and artists specifically, but also as well, we have a responsibility as a department to provide the market access for our own local chapters. We have a responsibility of promoting their work within our own international stakeholders.
No, I understand that. And look, I think that you've made that point clear. I mean, from the beginning of the interview, that's what you had highlighted. We'll leave it at that then, Mr. Mtolo. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best. That was Nkosana Mtolo. He's the Gauteng Sports, Arts, Culture and Recreation MEC spokesperson.